This is Casey Currents. I'm Susan Wilson.
And I'm Sylvia Maria Gross. This weekend, the tiny town of Andalusia, Alabama, hosts the 37th annual World Championships of Dominoes. And in the last 15 years of these almost four decades, a lot of the world champions have hailed from Kansas City. Alex Smith met with a couple of the champs just before they left for Andalusia to find out the reason for Kansas City's Domino's dominance.
That's what he was down in
front of. Y'all were putting up the table properly. I thought it was
trying to get proper.
Even at 6 o'clock on a Monday afternoon, there's plenty of action at the Green Duck Lounge. Pool players sink balls, baseball fans yell at the TV, and regulars argue about everything from politics to the Bible. In one corner, a handful of men huddle around a small table covered in dominoes, shouting their commentaries on a fast game. But at the center of the bluster, two men calmly stare at the arrangement of tiles. On one side is Jerome Wooten. Like everyone here, he slaps his domino down hard on the table, but he says he doesn't have much need for intimidation tactics.
Yeah, I'm more of the humble type of player, you know. Since I win a lot, I don't want to run the players off, so I tend not to say too much trash talk.
Jerome Wooten may not be a household name, but everyone here knows him as the world champion of dominoes. It's a title he's held for three of the past 4 years. Across the table from him is Travis Newsom, who's a former two-time singles world champion. These two men are towering figures in the world of dominoes, working sometimes as teammates, sometimes as rivals, and the Green Duck is their second home. Wooten says they come here 6 days a week, 4 or 5 hours a day, preparing for major league competition by taking on bragging wannabes.
Who's your daddy?
Now, these guys do a lot of trash talking, but they're not that good.
Who's your daddy?
But the competition will ramp up this weekend for Wooten and Newsom when they compete in the Domino's World Championships. Actually, two different annual contests call themselves the World Championships. There's one in Jamaica, but the Alabama contest is the one Wooten and Newsom go to. Wooten first went to Andalusia, Alabama in 1999, and even he was shocked at the devotion to dominoes he saw there.
The first time I went, I thought it was actually too much dominoes being played. We arrived there at Friday morning around 2 o'clock in the morning, and they were playing when we got there. They played up until 6:30 that morning. Everyone went and showered, came back down, we ate breakfast, and the tournament starts at 8 o'clock. They repeated that cycle the whole weekend. So a lot of the guys didn't even sleep. It was like almost 24 hours of dominoes played every day. I thought I liked dominoes until I went to Andalusia.
Kansas City's dominoes ascendancy started in 1973. That's when Travis Newsom moved here to join his four brothers to work in real estate. The brothers grew up playing dominoes after school in Chapel Hill, Texas. They brought to Kansas City their love for competition and strategy and quickly earned respect among local players. Travis Newsom says that a focus on strategy is why Kansas City has so many champion players today.
When we play dominoes, we talk about plays. Why did you make that play? What was your thinking when you made that play? Did you not know this was going to happen when you made that play? That's what we do when we're playing. And I have learned from that that type of discussion, that type of conversation has really helped to put our game at a different level.
Travis Newsom won the singles championship in 1988 and 2003 and the doubles title in 1999. His brothers Robert, Jerry, and Sterling are also past winners of the top doubles prize. Another Kansas City player, Wayne Morrow, also won the singles championship in 2001, but the Newsom brothers more or less ruled Kansas City's dominoes scene for years. That was until 1998, when Jerome Wooten first came along.
There's no person in Kansas City or no person in this country that I'm aware of that's even close to his level of his game. Like what I say, when people talk about Jerome Wooten, I say, well, Jerome is number one in Kansas City, and we don't have a number two or a number three or a number four. The next person after Jerome is probably like a number five. So that's how good he is.
There's a long tradition of dominoes in African-American culture, and it was in this tradition Jerome Wooten and Travis Newsom learned and played the game. But white players organize and are the main participants in a lot of tournaments, especially in the South. Travis Newsom was invited to the Alabama World Championships for the first time in 1978, and he says it was an eye-opening experience.
It was really funny because we walk into this gymnasium, and at that time, they must have had 800 people there playing dominoes. And there were no blacks there. So we said, wait a minute, white folks can't play dominoes. And we thought we'll just win it really with ease and come back at Kansas City with that $4,000 first place check. But that was not the case.
Today, after both previously working in real estate, Jerome Wooten and Travis Newsom are now full-time dominoes players. They travel to many contests a year, and the prize money for a single tournament can be in the tens of thousands of dollars. Tournament play makes dominoes almost a different game than what goes on at the Green Duck. At professional competitions, loud trash talking is pretty rare, but Travis Newsom says psychology is still important wherever you play.
My game is to make my opponent feel inferior, and intimidation, that's part of my game.
How do you do that? How do you make a person across the table from you feel?
Well, maybe by how fast I play. You know, when they play a domino, I'm ready to play, and I'll almost hit his hand putting my domino down, and I'll say certain things, kind to demean my competition a little bit. You know, that's all kind of part of it. And once we walk away from the domino table, well, everything is cool, but at the domino table, I tell people all the time, I'm not trying to be your friend when I'm playing dominoes. I don't want you to like me when we're playing together, because if you like me, that means you're probably winning. So I don't want you to like me when we're competing. I want you to hate me.
Newsom is also a dominoes teacher. He's got a business called Dominoes Ed KC that runs dominoes after school programs, and he tutors a few students privately. Newsom says that to be good, players need to learn skills similar to counting cards.
Now we say, look, if there are seven dominoes over here, and if two have already been played, and you have two in your hand, then you know there are only three of them left. And you have to decide whether your opponent has those or whether or not they may be in the boneyard. So we have to teach that type of thing to the kids. And what I call that's deductive reasoning. What's the probability of him having this particular domino? If he doesn't have this domino, they're not going to win the game. So now I got to make a decision as to whether or not he really has this domino or not.
Great play, Travis. Good, man.
But these days, Travis Newsom has more than strategy on his mind. He's currently organizing a tournament for the Satchel Paige Foundation to take place in October in Kansas City, and he hopes this will become an annual, nationally recognized event. Jerome Wooten, on the other hand, is focusing on the upcoming World Championship and on offering the occasional tip to news reporters.
You should have asked me, am I going to win this year? And the answer would have been yes, thus I am going to win this year.
For Casey Currents, this is Alex Smith.
If you can't listen to all of Casey Currents today, catch what you missed online in our audio archives. And we've got a podcast. Find us on iTunes.